the agriculture industry is going to suffer. When it comes to families, you know, like I said earlier, farm workers are going to work and coming back home. They don't go out to the park with the kids. They don't go to school functions with the kids. They don't take the kids on the weekend for a hamburger. It is affecting themselves, their family, and their communities to a great extent.
I wanted to ask you, Teresa, there are some farm worker advocacy groups, for instance, like the group Somos Poder del Pueblo, We Are the Power of the People, that are calling for a more militant response, possibly a nationwide strike of farm workers in response to Trump's attacks. And they've circled the dates of July 16th to the 18th. What is the United Farm Workers' view of this this kind of action at this point?
Involved in this action. Look, we empower workers to do what they think it is the best thing to do to protect their rights. We know from experience, and you know our history, that a strike takes a lot of discipline, a lot of work and engagement, a lot of commitment, and a lot of time to plan and organize. So although we see what they're doing, this is not something that we're involved. If we were ever get to a point where we're going to do that, it would take a lot of planning, looking at the pros and cons under the circumstances. So all I'm asking is whoever's going to be out there to just be careful. We don't want these people that are fighting for others to be retaliated against and detained by
ICE. Teresa Romero, we want to thank you for being with us, longtime labor leader, president of the United Farm Workers. I'm Mimi Goodman with Juan Gonzalez.
Oh, sick of train generations, learned impatience, some kind of strife in the city. An hour then, one night of life I take with me, hours spent. Tick, tick, your alive, sunlit, six skyscraper, bright eyed, short sight, online, forethought. Cathedrals are built, unbuilt, rebuilt, unwavering guilt. Pools of rain, heavens filled, subject to tilt, I'm unfulfilled. I'm in a beautiful place, yeah, it's so sad. In this beautiful place, I need you here right now. In this beautiful place, can you resurrect a cloud? Can you claim its fate?
What is going on, everybody? If it is 1 o'clock on Wednesday, that means that it's time for Tornado Drill. I'm DJ MG, and it's been a second since I've been on here. If you were listening to our 24-hour disco marathon the other day, then you may have heard me. I was on from 8 to 10 on Saturday night, and we were also down at the Zen Arcade, sort of, I guess, addition, maybe add-on, next door anyway to Hook and Ladder, and that was a really fun event. Met some really cool people, and I'm gonna keep it rolling because I don't have a lot of time here, and the lovely folks at Democracy Now! Went a couple minutes over, so we're gonna keep things going here with Nujabes, with Aruarian Dance. I have completely killed that. But I'm also going to give you a quick back read here. We had Water From Your Eyes with Life Signs, Spirit of the Beehive, 1/500, They are gutting a body of water, or more commonly known as tagabao, with 8-Ball, and led you off with a brand new from today, song by Minneapolis's own Polisa. It is the self-titled track from their upcoming album, Dreams Go. That's coming out in October. And I'm not going to read the title of this next song again, but please enjoy. This is Tornado Drill on KFAI, community-powered radio, 90.3 FM, Minneapolis, St. Paul. Thank you.
Christmas gift, but you look dumb as fuck. I'm sick of it.
Guys, song you shit, baby. I put my name on the leftovers. Good boys know to be polite. I'm not surprised. Don't you know? You need to do your chores. You need to clean the floors. You need to do your chores. You need to clean the floors.
Sorry.
Supposed to be gone, you're a goner.
not arrogant. A pivot ratio sensitive to tough. But then one morning, you made me a cuppa. You basically handed me the hammer, practically placed the nail onto the wood, smashed that nail firmly into the coffin when you put the milk in first. You put the milk in first. I didn't think anyone actually put the milk in first. You put me off, mate. Gave me the it. We were texting for a bit. Then we went on a date. We hit it off. You were funny. I liked you and you came back to my place. You stayed over and the next morning we chilled and watched Drag Race. But then on the second date, you basically handed me the hammer, practically placed the nail onto the wood.
gotta love Big Thief. That is Big Thief with the title track off of their upcoming album, Incomprehensible, coming out in a couple months, I think. Before that, Panic Shack with The Ick. Rat Boys with Elvis is in the freezer. Waves with Goner. They were just at the entry the other night, last week. That was a KFAI show, and it was a great show. If you were there, you know. And we started off that set with the wonderful, and I hate to play favorites, All My Children Are the Loves of My Life, but Feeble Little Horse, my favorite current band, running away with the title, and that song was Chores off of their 2022 album, Heyday. And we're going to keep it going here with Cocteau Twins and Harold Budd, See Swallow Me on KFAI.
Thank you.
Step away for just a minute here, but don't go anywhere because we'll be wrapping things up when we come back. It is it's an overcast, cool July day here. A little bit of a weird vibe, but I'm going to work with what we've got. Don't go anywhere.
Support for KFAI comes from First Avenue, presenting Tribal Monterrey, Thursday, July 17th. Tribal Monterrey performs a fusion of traditional Mexican cumbia and huaracha with elements of electronic music and urban sounds to create a unique sound they call Tribal Huarachero. Tribal Monterrey, made up of the trio DJ Otto, Chico Beat, and DJ Eric Rincon, live by their motto, reinvent and challenge all the possibilities inside Latin house music. Opening the show is DJ Christian Vaca. More information for Tribal Monterrey at First Avenue can be found at first-avenue.com.
Support for KFAI comes from the Landmark Center, presenting Music on the Cuartel, live musical performances taking place over lunch hours every Wednesday through August 13th. Wednesday, July 30th, Laura Hugo takes the stage. Navajo singer-songwriter Laura Hugo's musical journeys through life's losses and confusions give listeners a relatable way to cope with their own brushes with grief and trauma. The noon to 1 p.m. concert is free and open to the public. You're welcome to bring a lunch and enjoy the show. More information for Laura Hugo at the Cuartel is available at landmarkcenter.org.
Oh, traumatized because you want to be dumb.
How do you like it now? Stay.